Okay, we will now convene the October 12, 2010 City of Daytona Beach Special Magistrate Proceedings. I have reviewed the minutes of the August 17, 2010 meeting and have approved them. With that, we'll get ready to proceed to the hearing of our cases, but before that, we'll all the representatives for the City of Daytona Beach who will be testifying at this morning's proceedings, please step forward and be sworn. All right, the first case on our agenda is Carrie Bernadette Smith Ramsey.
Good morning. I'm Bernard W. Smith, Jr. I do.
Bottle cap.
Sir, how are you today?
Good morning, sir.
All right, let's hear from our inspector. Mr. Inspector, what, if any, progress has occurred since the last time we discussed this topic?
Good morning. The last activity there, I spoke with Mr. Ramsey.
Spoke
with Mr. Smith on September 5th as to the definition of securing property at city standards. Also, I've been out to the property taking new pictures. I've also spoken with your sister as well.
Thank you.
And they're still working on getting the title cleared up so they can actually qualify for assistance from the city. That hasn't happened yet. To include a city lien that's also on the property. But I would have to assume that you guys are still actively working to clear up
that. Yeah, we're definitely working to clear up the title. That's why I have decided to just board up the place because the title is so clouded that the funds that we had expected or anticipated receiving from the city, we can't get it right now. So rather than have the place open, we decided to go ahead and just board it up and work on getting the title cleared. And this is going to take some time. It's going to take some legal representation. It's more than what we thought it was going to be.
Okay, well, are your efforts to clear the title active right now?
Oh, definitely active, yes.
Have you retained counsel?
We have counsel. Yeah. Well, we haven't cleared the title yet.
I understand you haven't cleared it.
Right.
We hired a lawyer to get it done.
Right, right.
Because even having boarded it up, we can't let it sit like that indefinitely.
No, definitely. It won't, but we decided to secure the place. We had to go ahead on the board there because this process of clearing the title is just longer than we had anticipated.
Okay. What say the city?
They are maintaining the property. There's a set of current pictures on there from yesterday. Property is secured to city standards at this point. I have no idea how long it's going to take to get that title clear.
Right.
So I really wouldn't even give you a wild guess on how much more time we should put on this.
I don't know either, but if I could just ask for a little longer with representation, we should be able to get this thing. It's got to be done. So, I mean, it's not that we're going to just leave it as is. It has to be done.
Okay, and where exactly do you stand on your legal efforts to clear title? I mean, what does that entail?
Well, I mean,
somebody have to file a lawsuit? Somebody have to
Get
a bunch of people to get them to sign off on stuff?
All the above. You have some issues on the title from the year 2000. And so all of that has to go back. They have to clear up 2000. There's some issue from with the city 2002. So we're talking about some work has to be done, and they do it according to their schedule. But I'm confident that we're going to get this thing cleared up. It's just a little more time.
I hear you saying a little more time. I'm having a little trouble being able to visualize where you are in this process and when we could realistically expect your title issues to be cleared such that we could actually move forward. Have you already filed suit to quiet title?
I don't know if they filed suit for the quiet title yet or not. I can have representation in here if necessary, and they could further explain to you where they are. What we're going to do in the meantime is to just kind of try to do it a little bit by a little bit while we're waiting. The apartment unit by itself is going to cost $40,000. The home will cost us around $8,000. So we're going to start working on the home, replacing windows and whatnot. But we're still working to clear the title so we can get the apartment unit done. That's the one that we really need to have redone. That's the one that I saw more than anything.
All right, then I think what we'll do is the current status of this case is that it's here for the imposition of a fine. I'm going to leave that in place. We're going to continue this matter to October 12th. We'll continue this matter to our December 14th, 2010 meeting. So approximately 60 days down the road, I'm hoping you and or your attorney can come and talk to me about a more specific date as far as when you would expect to have title cleared.
Okay.
We can allow you to secure the building as long as it's unoccupied, not utilized, won't be until it comes into compliance, and the exterior is maintained in the interim. We can let you do that, but we can't let you do that indefinitely.
Well, I appreciate that. We don't have no renters there. There's no power. There's no water. And we don't anticipate having services restored until we have the buildings according to code.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and order that this matter be continued to our December 14, 2010 docket. In the interim, the property is to be secured to city standards, and the exterior is to be maintained. And it's not to be rented, occupied, or otherwise utilized until such time as it's brought into compliance.
Right.
With regard to your efforts to do work along the way, happy to hear it. Make sure you check with the inspector as far as what you're doing so that you don't end up undoing.
Well, everything we'll do will be according to code, and we'll pull proper permits.
And what I'm hoping to hear come December 14th is something a little bit more specific as far as where you stand on your title issues.
Right.
And hopefully some kind of estimate or projection as to how much more time you're going to require to take care of that aspect.
Well, I think that will give us enough time to at least have representation here in front of you to give us a timetable. I can't even give you that today, but at least we'll be able to do that by December.
Very good. Good luck to you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Case number two, Ava M. Brown and Nellie L. Morris.
Nellie Morris.
You told us where the testimony about the rise, the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I did.
All right. The violation is plumbing fixtures, plumbing system hazard, window screens, smoke detectors, stairs, no occupational license. And it's here for imposition of a fine, having been continued from the September meeting. What's the status, Mr. Inspector?
As of yesterday, the property is still in non-compliance. It's not completely secured. I spoke with Ms. Morris yesterday. Also spoke with Mr. Brown, the brother.
Cousin.
The cousin. Apparently, there's been some communication issues between the two of them. That really doesn't change the fact that the property is still in non-compliance and the status of the property has not changed. These are the most recent pictures of the property from yesterday. As you see, the majority of the windows haven't been secured to city standards. They're still broken. Screens are still in disrepair. So there really hasn't been a lot of progress there. I can see they attempted to secure the property, but it's nowhere near being secured to city standards. I spoke with Ms. Morris yesterday and Mr. Brown, and they both agreed and they were going to try to attempt to bring it up to securing it to city standards. Outside of that, we are still sitting in non-compliance.
And this matter has been pending since April of this year?
April 28th, yes, sir.
And how long have you been waiting for them to at least secure the property?
I would have to say since about June.
This is not good.
We were told from the last meeting to secure the property, and I guess that was the meeting September. My brother did go out, and he attempted the little work that you see in those photos. He secured the doors from inside out. Yesterday around 6 p.m., all of the windows and doors and everything was in compliance with the plywood and all. Mr. Stenson said he sent out a letter saying the material that we had to use and all. I didn't get the letter. My aunt didn't get the letter, so, you know, we didn't do that. But as of 6 o'clock last night, all the windows was boarded up. All the doors were boarded up. And that's where we stand now.
These photos are from yesterday?
Probably early.
Probably about 9 o'clock yesterday morning.
Right.
Okay, well, I hope it's as you said, because what I'm seeing is an effort that at best is half-hearted, I think is the word I'm looking for. And so consequently, I'm not impressed with that effort at all. And to at least secure this property to city standards while you impose upon the city to bring the thing into compliance is not a whole lot to ask for. We already have a compliance date in this matter? Order of non-compliance. Property is supposed to be brought into compliance by September 8th. Okay, Mr. Inspector, when should the property be able to be brought into compliance?
I'd say within the next 30 days. I know that the property owners have been attempting to sell, not sell, demolish, not demolish. Really not clear on which way they want to go with the property right now. But Ms. Morris is saying that the property is currently secured. That would be the first step. All the other violations, if they decide to demolish it, would pretty much make the violations move. But all the other violations still exist. There's a plumbing hazard, but nobody's occupying the place, so they really don't need water. Nobody's occupying it, so they don't need an occupational license to rent it. But the screens, the windows, the fixtures, all of those violations still exist. And they have existed since the beginning of the case.
Okay. Our inspector is suggesting that you ought to be able to have the property in compliance within 30 days. What do you say?
We'll do our best. You know, that's all we have to do. We're still trying to sell it, like you said. We do have two people that show interest, but you know, we've had many that show interest, and you know, once they we talk with them and they find, you know, all the code violations and all, they do change their mind. But that's the way my aunt want to go. She want to sell it or tear them down, as she say. So.
I'm kind of getting the sense that bringing this place into compliance really isn't in the game plan.
Well, we have to abide by it, and you know, maybe we've been dragging our feet in the past, but you know, we have to do it. We got to do it until we get it sold. That's the way I feel.
Okay, Mr. Inspector, is 60 days more than enough time to cure all the issues that would be required to bring it into compliance?
Yes.
And with regard to the securing of the property, how long would it take to secure it to your satisfaction, assuming it hasn't been secured as of the present?
The end of the week.
Okay. All right. I'm going to go ahead and order that the property be secured to city standards within 1 week's time.
Okay.
So that's October 19th. Or the respondent will automatically be fined the sum of $50 per day, continuing each day thereafter, until the fine reaches the sum of $10,000 or the property is secured to city standards. I'm also going to order that the property be in compliance in 90 days. That would be January 5, 2011. And if the property is not in compliance by then, an additional fee in the, or an additional fine in the amount of $50 will go into effect and continue each day thereafter until the property is brought into compliance. Okay, I appreciate the economic realities that are probably going to culminate in this house not making a whole lot of progress. Something has to happen. I'm giving you another week to make sure it's in compliance as far as it being secure.
Okay.
Photographs I'm looking at right here do not indicate to me that that's secure. You tell me it has been,
right.
Great. Call our inspector out to take a look at it. He'll
okay.
tell you if it passes muster or not.
Okay.
But it has to be secured to city standards by next Tuesday, or a fine in the amount of $50 per day is automatically going to start running.
Okay.
Now, understanding that you are kind of going to bring it into compliance, sort of going to do what you can along the way, hoping to sell it before anything cataclysmic happens, I've given you 90 days, but at the end of that 90th day, that property is either going to be in compliance by you or somebody else, but it's going to be in compliance, or another fine of $50 per day will go into effect at that point.
Okay? Sounds fair.
That's the time frame you got to work with. First thing you need to focus on is getting somebody out there to make sure that property is secure to the city standards,
okay.
and make sure this gentleman is satisfied with the effort.
Okay.
All right, good luck to you.
Okay, thanks.
Case number 3, Conk House Ocean Waters, LLC.
Morning, Mr. Bekelder.
Okay, back in August we thought we'd be done by now. What's the status? We were 80% done back then.
Actually, at this point, we are they are 95%. I had very good cooperation and communication with management and the attorney and everybody. What ended up happening is that facade on the south side of the structure that they took that sheet metal, that 3 foot of sheet metal, the full width of the building, once they took that off, they found numerous other projects that they had to do before they could put the metal back on. At this point, they just put the clips back on, rehung all the wiring, replaced all of the overhangs from underneath, and they're getting ready to put the metal on. Their intention was to have it done before today and definitely before Oktoberfest, but I believe it's going to take them 2 days to be in compliance completely. Everything else is done, and it's been a fairly extensive renovation, and they put a lot of money into it, so I would like to mend to next cutoff, but at, I have faith in them that they will be done by Friday at the latest, just hanging sheet metal.
All right. Based on our inspector's report and the effort put forth by the respondent, I will go ahead and continue our previous compliance date to November 3, 2010, or have the respondent returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. Okay?
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Case number 4, AR and JD Plaza, LLC.
Good morning. Compliance as of October 11.
Thank you. Case number 5, James Cortazar.
Compliance as of 10-6. 10-6.
Case number 6, Diana M. Benizet.
Compliance as of 10-11.
I have case number 7, William G. Linnaeus is in compliance. Is that still the case? And I have case number 8, Gail P. and Ernest Labrec in compliance. Which brings us to case number 9, Kevin Molzon.
Hi, good morning. Property at 615 White Street. I have not seen any more activity on the occupational license. 9-16-10 was his last inspection that was failed. He's never applied for another inspection. I imposed $250 fine.
Okay. Okay. Based on our inspector's report, I am fining the respondent, or imposing the one-time administrative fine of $250. Case number 10, Big Winston, LLC.
They've made application. The property manager was here last month. I'd like to amend it because their inspection date is tomorrow. So amend it to the next cutoff.
Based on our inspector's report, I will amend our previous order of noncompliance to allow the respondent until November 3, 2010, to come into compliance or be returned to the special magistrate for the imposition of the administrative fine.
Thank
Case
you.
Number 11, Robert P. Irving.
Mr. Picotto, I'd like to amend this particular case until the November hearing. Have been in contact with Mr. Irving. He's had quite a time obtaining the permits. They've been kicked back and forth under review. But he has finally gotten the permits. My last reinspection on that property was on the 22nd of last month. And he has a scheduled inspection on his property for this month for the 22nd. So he is making very good progress. It's just slow moving.
Okay, so am I continuing the imposition of the fine, or am I giving him a new compliance date? What do you want?
I would continue the imposition of a fine to next month. He should be in full compliance.
Based on our inspector's report, I will continue this matter to the special magistrate's November 9, 2010 meeting. Case number 12, Anna Polera.
Compliance, October 6.
Case number 13, Islamic Center of Daytona Beach, Incorporated.
Compliance as of 10-11. However, this is the second time for this one. We're looking for a will fine. I don't have an owner's rep here. They know we're looking for the will fine.
Okay. Am I good to go?
Yeah, they were about to be seeking the will fine.
Yes.
All right. Based on our inspector's report, I find that the respondent, I find the respondent was in noncompliance. Okay. Based on our inspector's report, I find that the respondent has subsequently come into compliance, but that for every future violation, the respondent will be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to, what is it, $5,000 per occurrence. Okay, thank you. Case number 14, Lorraine Tharps.
Compliance as of 10-11.
Case number 15, Lillian Day.
Yeah, I've got Ms. Day is here, and I've got a neighbor here also for this case.
All right. Let's hear from the respondent.
Do you want to swear in the neighbors also?
Sure.
Okay. Yeah, maybe.
Anyone wants to be heard?
Karen Granville.
Granville?
Yes.
And she's a neighbor, and then this day is the owner.
Okay, Ms. Day, if you
yes,
approach
sir.
And be sworn.
Can you state your name, please, to the microphone?
Lillian Day.
Can you raise your right hand? Oh, okay. Honest with the testimony about to rise, the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
All right, Ms. Day, the notice of violation indicates renting a property without an occupational license. Do you agree this violation existed or occurred?
I was not aware that I had to have license.
Okay. All right, with that, I find the respondent in noncompliance. Now let's move on to compliance. Madam Inspector, what would compliance entail?
Compliance would entail there not being a tenant or a resident in the house. Ms. Day doesn't have good control over the property, and there are people that come in and come out, and I think there's been times when I've called her and she says it's in compliance, and I go and we still have people coming in and out. I'm not always aware of whether there are people in or out, but we have a neighbor who is right next door, and all times of day and night she hears people coming in and out. So while I'm not personally aware of people in and out, the neighbor is. And what we've been looking for with Ms. Day is to try to get the property boarded so that she does not have to worry about people coming in and out of her property.
Okay, I take it you do not live at this property?
Right.
And the notice of violation says renting a property without an occupational license. Is she renting it to somebody?
She has been renting it, yes. I'm not sure at this time.
Who's your tenant?
This lady, she was living there because she said she had nowhere to go, so I lived there rent free.
Also,
this
is a huge police issue.
Who's the lady that's living there?
May Cross.
Is she still on the premises under your permission?
I was told about a week ago that she's no longer in the house.
Okay.
That she's out.
Have you locked up the house?
No.
Is the house secure?
No, they haven't brought me no keys.
Pardon?
They haven't brought me any keys.
Okay, well, when was the last time you were out to the property?
I haven't been out to the property for a while.
How long?
At least a month.
All right. Do you know if it's secured at all, or can people just walk in and walk out?
At the present time, people just walking in and walking out.
And what are you doing about that?
I haven't done anything about it.
Okay. So what are you doing to keep vagrants and what have you from just occupying the building?
I'm physically disabled to be in charge of it, really.
Okay. Have you picked up the phone to ask anybody to help you with it?
No, I haven't.
Have you called the police to ask them for any of their assistance?
No, I haven't.
So it sounds as though you pretty much just abandoned the property.
I guess I would have to agree, but not intentionally. But I'm just physically not able to be a landlord at the present time.
All right. Well, having gone through that past, let's talk about the future. What do you plan on doing with the property going forward?
I would like for Ms. Lanford to inspect it, and then I'd like to have someone in charge as a landlord for it, so that I would be able to keep the property.
Are you paying taxes on this property?
Yes, sir.
Are you getting any rent money from anybody?
No. I'm paying big taxes on it, yeah.
I'm sure you are.
Yes, sir.
I guess I'm just not understanding why you haven't had somebody out there to tend to it if you can't tend to it yourself, as opposed to letting it just sit there. Do you belong to a church where somebody might help you out with it?
I can check it out.
Okay, well, we're going to have to do something because these people are stacked up getting ready to ask me to do things against you.
Yes.
This lady looks like she's stacked up getting ready to ask me to do things against you. But I'm still cognizant of the fact that you're a property owner and you've got rights. So before they start raging at you,
yes,
I'm trying to at least find out if you've got a plan going forward with this house, or are we just throwing in the towel?
Well, no, I'm not. I don't want to just throw in the towel, no. If I have any other option.
All right. Okay.
And I appreciate your help.
Well, I can't help you if you're not going to help yourself. I guess that's what I'm kind of getting.
Well, I would do my best to help myself.
Well, I appreciate that, and I don't mean to be critical, but we're going to have a little bit more than that going forward. So, anyway, all right, let me hear from this lady. Let me hear what she has to say, and then we'll come back to you, and we'll figure out what we're going to do here. Because I'm not just going to kick this off to the side. We're going to do something about it one way or the other.
Yes, sir.
All right. Let me hear from Ms. Granville.
Good My son and I have lived there for 3 years. It's a crack house. They're dealing drugs there. They have been busted several times, and the next day they keep coming back. I have no sleep. Somebody got shot there and killed there last year. I mean, the drug traffic there 24/7. They come out. When we first moved there, I came home from work one day and the mailbox was completely wiped up. This great big, it's a Habitat house. Great big mailbox wiped out with the big wooden post and everything. I mean, I've been fighting with them. They throw their trash
fighting
all over
who?
The place.
Fighting with who?
The people that rent there. The people that are in there.
I mean, is it like a specific group or is it just they just kind of come and go?
There's a head.
Okay, if anybody wants to be heard on this matter, come on up here and we'll absolutely let you talk, but what we don't need is yammering from the audience. If you want to be heard, come on forward and we'll absolutely hear you out. All right, go ahead.
We've been there 3 years. It's been a living hell. I mean, there's drug traffic, there's the cars and the trucks and the 24/7.
Okay, well, what I'm trying to get a feel for is it like a single family or group of people that are in there?
At first, there
or
was
is
this
change.
It changes. Okay. There's one bunch gets busted, and about Chitwood came over and busted them a few months ago, and they haven't been. They've been coming more or less at nighttime on bikes. By and walking, some people they let them off to go and get the drugs and come back out, and they throw the trash everywhere. And I can't sleep because I mean this is 24/7. I mean this has been for 3 years. I haven't had a night's sleep in 3 years. I'm a mess. I mean a mess. I must have aged 20 years since I've been there. In 3 years, I must have aged 20 years since I've been there. I mean, it's not a joke. I guess this lady doesn't know what's going on. But this, you know, a guy got murdered there last year. I mean, it's drugs. It's
the idea. Okay. Now, let's talk about what has to be done. First off, what is it that can be done? Because we are obviously going to have to take the helm from Ms. Day and guide her through this process and rectify this. So what is the maximum that the city can do under these circumstances? Try to alleviate this.
The maximum we can do, and I have talked to Ms. Day about this, we need to board the house. She needs to secure it and or board it up. Board it up, and I've talked to her about doing that. She's a very nice lady, but she just, I don't think she's got the what's necessary to take care of it. I've talked to her about putting it on the trespass arrest site. That hasn't happened. I have that paperwork here with me today. She wants to do that. If she wants the city to board it up for her with the lien on the property, we've discussed that before. We can do that, but she needs to sign the trespass arrest site.
Pull it out. Okay, Ms. Day, come on back up. Now, these questions may sound a little unfair, but whatever. I assume you're not physically able to exclude anybody from this property, are you?
Right. It seems that way.
So consequently, I'm assuming you would like the police to help you keep people off the premises.
Yes, sir.
Have no business being there.
Yes, sir.
They can do that by you signing this, what's it called?
Trespass arrest.
Trespass arrest. Okay.
I will sign it.
You're agreeing
yes.
to do that, right?
Yes.
Go ahead and sign it.
Name
you'll
need to.
Go ahead. Take it to her. Let her sign it.
Just need your signature right there.
Right here?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And lest I get too pushy here, what you're signing is a form that allows the police to come onto the property to remove anyone who has no right or business being there. And right now, the only person who has any right or business being there
is myself.
Doesn't keep you from renting this property out if you're of a mind to, as long as you have lawful tenants who aren't going to break the law and this, that, and what have you, but the property's not, what?
As long as she has an occupational license.
Understood. Okay. But my point is, it doesn't preclude you from ultimately having a tenant occupy this property if you're able to find one.
Mm-hmm.
Just as long as the property is in compliance and you have your occupational license.
Yes, sir.
All right. What's the other thing we needed? We needed to board it up. I take it you don't have the ability at present to secure this property to city standards?
That's correct.
Okay. What the city's wanting you to do is to sign a form that's going to allow them to board it up for you.
Okay.
And they will put a lien against the property for the cost of doing that.
Okay.
Is that agreeable to you?
That's agreeable to me, as long as I can save it.
Or you're welcome to pay the invoice before it's even leaned. That I know nothing about your financial ability, and I really don't care to pry, but your options are to either pay for the city boarding it up, or they'll put a lien against the property for the cost of doing that. You agreeable to that?
Yes.
All right, where's the form?
There's not a form for the boarding up. She just agrees to it, and we get it done.
Very good. All right.
I'm writing the form.
Okay.
It's 945.
All right. What else is there that can be done that we haven't addressed already?
That would take care of this particular issue.
Okay. Now, let me emphasize here that I don't want you feeling like we've plundered your property. But the city's going to secure it for you. You can pay them, reimburse them the cost of doing that, or a lien will be filed for the cost of securing it. The trespass document allows the police to remove anyone who doesn't have any business being there. That doesn't keep you from going onto the property, doesn't keep you from using your property, doesn't keep you from finding a tenant to occupy the property, just as long as the property's habitable and you get an occupational license.
Yes,
so
sir.
The main thing it does is we're basically trying to keep all the people from using your property that have just been running amok all over it.
Right. I appreciate that.
Not a problem. And if there's nothing else that's required,
we do have a contract for the
ordinance. Yeah, just try to pull me in there. This is the time Mrs. Day authorized the city of Daytona Beach to board up a property at 945 Redwood Street. Understand the possible boarding instructions will be leaned against the property if not paid within 30 days.
Have to be the lien then, because I don't have the finance.
Understood. Now, should you find a tenant to occupy the property, or should you choose to occupy the property yourself, all the boarding comes down, and as long as you have an occupational license, you just go about your business, and the property can be occupied. All right?
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. Good luck to you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Good luck to you.
Thank you. Are we going to give her a complaint here for the occupational license, or?
Because at this time we'll
put. I just have an order of non-compliance for the.
Respectful, keep her on that. I know we're limited on what we can do right now. I guess what we're creating is the potential right now for an indefinite board. Maybe it's just something we can revisit at another time. I mean, that's all we can do right now. But the only thing we've created is it being boarded indefinitely.
Ms. Day, let me talk to you for a second.
Yes, sir.
I'm being reminded that what we're doing is we're creating a situation here that we really don't do, and that is just boarding up a property indefinitely. Do you hope to locate a tenant for the property or a buyer for the property?
Hope.
Or do you just plan on keeping the property?
Okay. Right now, for the seller is the loser. And for the buyer is the gainer. So I would like to keep the property if at all possible, if I can at all possible do so.
It's your property. Are you hoping to rent it in the interim?
I hope to rent it, but I also would like to have a person, like an agent or whatever.
Property
manager. Yeah. To they would get a percentage of the rent, what have you. Then that way, I won't have to worry about it.
I assume you don't plan on moving back into the house at any time?
No.
All right. So you would like to keep the property?
Yes, sir.
You would like to keep the property till hopefully its value increases?
Yes, sir.
You're not going to return to live in the property yourself?
Right.
So ultimately what you're looking to do is get hopefully a nice respectable tenant in there?
Right.
Do you have a broker or property manager that you've been consulting with in that regard?
I know one.
All right. Well, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to continue this matter for 60 days.
Yes, sir.
That means, I'm going to continue the determination of a compliance date for 60 days. That'll be December 14, 2010. And by December 14, 2010, we'll reconvene if you haven't already rented the property out.
Yes, sir.
So that you can tell me as to what the status of your efforts are. Because we can't just let it sit boarded up indefinitely. You need a tenant in there anyway.
Yes, sir.
So, and I'm not here to tell you who to hire or anything like that. That's your business. So you go hire whoever you want. But what I'd like to see happen between now and December 14th is you've either got a tenant in there who's going to take care of the place and keep all these other folks from traipsing through it, or you're at least going to have a property manager working on it for you.
Yes, sir.
Okay?
I agree with that.
Mr. Trust, can I just ask something? Because I've never heard it, and I'm named this. Ms. Day, do you not have any family or anyone that fits this issue here at all? I mean, like a family member that could help you with doing your paperwork or trying to find someone to rent it, property?
I can try.
I mean, do you have any family?
I have family like here, yes. Everybody work. I do have family here, yes. I have children. Mm-hmm. But I understand the neighbor's situation. Like, I live on Ginsburg, and we live in a nice, quiet neighborhood.
Have you been okay with, if Vicki was to make contact with your children, I mean, if you gave her some means to be off with one of your children, is that something you can do?
Yes.
That may be helpful.
Okay. I'm willing to do anything to save the property.
Yeah. Do you know any property brokers or managers that work in this area or that are familiar with this area?
No. All right. No.
I'm just trying to find somebody who can help you figure out how to get a tenant in there. But what council's suggesting is if you got some family that can help you, at least locate a broker or a property manager to help you find a tenant. That's it, because that's what we're trying to work our way toward here. So that hopefully you'll get a tenant in there, you'll make some rent on it, and you'll be able to keep your property, because I'm not here to take your property away, but we do have to stop the activities that are going on right now.
Right. And as I said, with the neighborhood, and with the neighbor saying about with all the going on and what have you, and that would affect the whole neighborhood, really.
I understand.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's
going to
be easy.
Yeah. So this would get rid of it.
Yeah. I've got to go do something. Good luck to you.
All right. Thank you.
Case number 16, Daniel Chambers.
Are you finished for me?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh,
you have a good day. Yes, sir, if you would please state your name and be sworn.
Louis Della Camera. I'm here for Daniel Chambers.
I'm sorry, your last name again?
Della Camera. Della Camera. Yes.
And Mr. Della Camera, what's your affiliation with Mr. Chambers?
He's my,
you're appearing on his behalf.
He's my cousin. He happens to be up north at the moment and unable to attend.
In any event, he's authorized you to appear on
his Yes, sir.
Okay, the notice of violation reads, plumbing system hazard, no rental license. Do you agree these violations existed or occurred as stated in the notice of violation?
Yes, sir.
All right, I find the respondent to be in non-compliance. Mr. Inspector, how much time should it take for the respondent to come into compliance?
By the next cutoff.
Okay, Mr. Della Camera, the inspector seems to think this stuff ought to be able to be taken care of by November 3, 2010. What say you?
I agree.
Do you understand what needs to be done?
It's all been done. If I had an inspection on the 7th, the way it was set up, we wouldn't even be here. All then right. We'd have showed up.
Fair enough. Well, then we'll sit. I'll go ahead and order the respondent to come into compliance by November 3, 2010, or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. I guess the city's already on notice that he's ready for his inspection.
Yes, I think you're talking about your rental inspection, correct?
No, yes, the rental license inspection. And
okay.
That wasn't the city. That was, well, that was some other part of the city. It wasn't you guys.
No, that was
the plumbing hazard was just water was not on, and there was an eviction that you should have paperwork on. They're gone. The water is on. I had an inspection, two minor things to be done. They were corrected. I'm just waiting for, I guess it's the building department?
Right.
To come down and say, you're set, and that'll be it.
Very good. All right.
Okay.
Give him a holler.
Your
tell him to come on down.
Thank you.
That won't be it until you contact him and he gives you the clearance. On
I have to call you and bring you to the...
Call me and let me know
I have to bring
when
you
the inspection is done.
Yeah, and bring you the copy of the the license.
You know, just give me a call.
Just tell you it was done.
Did you? And I'll be able to look it up.
When you looked it up, did you see that they were scheduled and nobody showed up?
Let's see. No, I haven't seen that.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Good luck.
Okay, sir.
Case number 17 is in compliance. Case number 18, Binky Geneva Pickney as court-appointed guardian for James Allen Pickney, a minor child.
Hello.
Say your name,
I'm Felicia Pinckney.
Banky Pinckney.
Sister. Yes.
All right. According to the notice of violation, we have an accessory structure. Fencing and exterior walls that are in violation. Do we agree this violation existed or occurred as stated in the notice of violation?
Yes.
Pardon?
We agree.
Can you
All
right.
The microphone, please?
Yes.
Okay, I find the respondent in non-compliance. Mr. Inspector, how much time should be required to come into compliance?
Mr. Scott, I would say 60 days. I have since talked to all the property owners and they are looking for assistance from the city. I have given them a phone number for community development because the property is in the Midtown redevelopment area. And they're supposed to be contacting Mr. Bryant.
Right. I spoke with him. Mm-hmm. And he gave me a number to call Mary Williams.
Okay.
I spoke with her last week, and she brought it to my attention that my sister could have gotten assistance from the county and that was based on if she was paying taxes and insurance on the house, that she could be placed on the waiting list to have the house remodeled. So that part I didn't know. And in 2009, we actually went to the Dickinson Center to get assistance, but they were out of funds. So what I'm going to do today is go and get a copy of papers to find out to make sure that the tax balance is zero, because by her being disabled, she don't have to pay taxes. So the next thing we need to do is get insurance on the house. So I actually spoke with someone yesterday that's supposed to have someone contact me, but opposed to waiting for someone to call me regarding insurance, I'm actually going to call some insurance companies today to find out what it costs to get insurance. However, she would be placed on a waiting list, though, in order to get assistance. I don't know what it's going to cost to have that done.
Um, Actually, I mean, the violations, like the accessory structure, the fencing, I mean, three options. You can repair it, replace it, or remove it.
Okay. Down the fence, and you're talking about? Are you talking about the wooden fence?
The wooden fence, correct.
Okay, we can tear that down. What else?
And your last big major issue is going to be that exterior wall.
Yeah. Okay. And what I think is, if we could take some, what did you call this stuff? Plaster. If plaster.
I would suggest that you go downstairs after this hearing to make some licensing and get one of the inspectors down there, and they will tell you what you can and
cannot do. Okay.
To fix up that wall.
Okay. So that's it?
No.
What else?
Oh. Two.
Well, you got rid of the junk vehicle.
Two, right?
Oh.
But the air fencing and that exterior wall, you can go.
Oh, I thought it was worse than that. Okay.
If I could just get some clarification as far as responding, do we have that right, what we have now in the case? Being in Geneva Pitney as the court's ruling guardian for James Allen Pitney and minor child, is that the owner? Is James Allen or?
Well, her oldest son, yes. However, she's been living in the house from day one, and he actually moved out years ago. So as long as she's living in the house, it was told to him that, hey, it's her house as long as she's living. Once she is deceased, then he can take occupancy of the house. Okay. But yeah, you're right.
So this is Binky?
Yes, this is Binky. That's James' mother.
Okay.
And how much time are we going to require to come to compliance?
I think those two things will be achieved by the next call.
That's
in November.
November 3, 2010.
November 3rd. Wow, it's not long. So, you say to go downstairs to the licensing
office. Right. Anyway, water bill.
Mm-hmm.
Right across the hall.
Okay.
And tell them exactly what situation we have going on.
Okay. What if we don't? What if she doesn't have enough money to get it done, which I know I can go back there and I can pull that fence down myself? Is it possible to get more time just in case? I want to know now, just in case.
Just in case of what?
Just in case if she don't have enough money to get that fixed. I'm not saying she don't. I'm not saying that we can't get it fixed. I'm just wondering.
If by the third.
Okay. And I guess that's the
answer.
We'll
establish a compliance date. For the sake of keeping your feet to the fire, as long as we're satisfied you're making a good faith effort, then we're happy to give you additional time.
Okay.
If, on the other hand, we've established a compliance date and everybody just disappears and nothing's happened, then we'll be aggravated. So
that's
my point is, as long as we're satisfied that everyone's making a good faith effort, that's all we ask for.
Okay.
And we're happy to give you additional time if you need it.
Okay.
All right, I'll go ahead and order the respondent, having said all that, I'll order the respondent to come into compliance by November 3, 2010, or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. Now that I said the ugly stuff, to get back to what I said just a moment ago, if the inspector reports that you've made an effort, a good faith effort, you'll be the first one to recommend additional time, and that'll be that.
Okay.
So with that, good luck.
Oh, thank you. What?
Case number 19, Moselle W. Henley.
Good morning.
Please state your name and be sworn.
My name is Mary Henley. I'm the daughter of Moselle Henley.
You know what now?
I'm her daughter. Yes.
All right. If you read this violation, junk vehicle existed or occurred as stated in the notice of violation?
Yes, sir.
All right. I find the respondent being non-compliant. Mr. Inspector, how long should it take for the respondent to come into compliance?
They should be able to come into compliance by the next cutoff.
Next cutoff is November 3, 2010. Do you think you can come into compliance by then?
Oh, yes, sir. The only car that's left in the yard is the one that's next to the house, that one way in the back. I brought with me, my mother, by the way, passed away this year, and so I'm here representing that. I brought to you a bunch of keys. Cannot find the keys to that vehicle. That vehicle is in running condition. It is registered, and it does have insurance. The only problem, I've been trying to sell it rather than junk it because it does work, but I have not been able to find the key to the car. But anything to satisfy the court, I will sell it if I have to, a junk vehicle, just, you know, to keep problem down. That Suburban has been moved. The other car has been moved. It's just that one that's near the house, the one that's in the back right there in the picture.
You can't find the keys to.
Right.
All right. Well, you've got till November 3 to figure it out. I guess if need be, you can have somebody,
Yeah, but the problem with that is I'm on unemployment and the keys cost $70. That key to that car, I've already been there, tried to do that. $70 is not a good option for me because I can sell the car for $150, junk it, and be done with it.
Well, figure it out. You'll figure something out.
I appreciate it, sir.
All right. I've already found the respondent in noncompliance. Order the respondent come into compliance by November 3, 2010, or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter.
Wrong.
And just keep in touch with the inspector as far as your efforts, and I'm sure they'll have some ideas, and between the two of you, you'll figure it out.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Thank
you. Good
luck
to you.
Thank you.
Case number 20, Daytona Beach Holdings, LLC.
Morning. Irving Matthews. Yes.
Okay. Mr. Matthews, do you agree the, well, first off, what's your affiliation with Daytona Beach Holdings, LLC?
I am the owner of Daytona Beach Holdings, LLC.
Okay, then you've got authority to speak for them.
Okay.
Do you agree these violations existed or occurred as stated in the notice of violation?
Well, there are some violations that I see and I agree with. I wasn't totally sure of everything that he was talking about, though.
That's all right. Okay. I responded to be in noncompliance. With regard to what's out there that needs to be corrected or what's left to be corrected, Mr. Inspector, how much time should it take?
I would say 30 days.
Let's say the respondent.
I'm sorry.
He's suggesting you ought to be able to have all this repaired by November 3, 2010. What do you say?
I agree. In fact, I have permit to do the work right now. I have a crew out there, and actually it started this morning. So I would certainly expect it to be done within 30 days.
Well, far be it from me to... Now, first off, 30 days, our cutoff is November 3. That's actually 3 weeks away.
Mm-hmm.
So when we use 30 days as a figure of speech around here, it's never really 30.
Why don't we suggest 60 days then, if we can?
All right. Well, I was going to do that myself, actually.
Thank you.
I thought it was a little ambitious, but I was going to defer to you guys.
Well, the thing...
Disagreement.
I don't have any problems with the subject at all.
The thing that you see there, the wood, that's actually a block wall, and that was wood that was attached to it. And we're going to have that removed, and we're going to have the block wall painted and so forth. So that's what they're doing right now.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and order the respondent to come into compliance by December 8, 2010, or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. Okay, good luck to you.
Thank you.
Mr. Quincy, you'll just sit and bother me for weeks. Is it something that you're ready to move commercially on? I mean, other people in the city probably already know that. As far as the property, is it going to be a commercial use now?
The property is on the market right now.
Okay.
And so we're trying to sell it.
So is this going to be presentable? fixed up and fix the compliance issues and make it presentable as is?
Yes.
Okay.
Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Case number 21, Lisa and William McCarthy. Anyone here on behalf of the respondent? Let's say the city.
I've had one phone call from Ms. McCarthy since this case opened. During that last phone call, she stated that she was not coming to the hearing because she's preparing for the upcoming bike event. She's not going to begin work on that property until after the event. Currently, the property is not occupied. I did stop by there yesterday, and there was an electrician out there. And I told him to make sure that he had permits before he started working, and they stopped and headed on down to City Hall. Ms. McCarthy is well aware of the rules. I'm not saying she disobeys the rules, but she likes to see how far they bend. So, ultimately, this property is still in non-compliance. All the violations still exist, and there's probably not going to be any movement on this by the property owner for at least 30 days. I would have to say this property, I would give them until the December cutoff, and that's...
Based on our inspector's report, I find the respondent to be in non-compliance and order the respondent to come into compliance by December 8, 2010, or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. And I presume the minutes will reflect our inspector's comments with regard to the prospects of this respondent cooperating, because we'll want to make a note of that for the future. All right. That concludes our agenda. Do we have any miscellaneous business to be brought before the board?
It's information that part of the current supervisor situation with the code division that Mr. Foley retired, Bill Sucks Foley retired. And so right now, Deputy Chief Pierce is overseeing the department.
Is that you?
Oh.
Okay. Hey, how are you?
They have a position open where they intend to fill the supervisory position.
Mm-hmm.
That's the
current stats. All right. Anything else anybody wants to talk about before they go out there and start citing folks for Biketoberfest? All right, we're adjourned.